This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
This is Tuesday, so Kyle May is in studios with us here today. I got to start with some F1 news before we get into the thing, because they're going back to China, the Shanghai track, this week for the first time in, like, what, 5 years, 6 years? And there's already Las Vegas, like, road concerns, and don't know what we're going into here, but they're going to have to literally spend 1 hour on the track and go right into a sprint and then go right into the race day after they've not been on this track with these ground effect cars.
It's crazy.
Who's running F1? I mean, why do they keep making these decisions?
Is it a street circuit or is it a...
You know, it's a track.
Wow.
But they don't have... I mean, since the redesign of this era of cars, they have not been on this track.
Yeah.
And this track's only used like once a year or something, you know, so it's not like it's, home to all kinds of other things. And they decided to make it a sprint race weekend. I don't think the big deal is that it's a race weekend. It's that they put a sprint race in there so they have zero time to get, 1 hour on the actual track before they're qualifying for the sprint race.
You'd almost think like the years and years, the 5 years leading up to it, they might have just taken a couple cars around the track.
Done a couple laps.
Something.
Just something.
Yeah. And I know the 25 schedule is out. Is Shanghai back on it in 25? That was one thing I didn't kind of compare, year to year, because they've got the equal amount of races for the 25 season as they do this year. But don't know. I'm just glad it's back this weekend, but it'll be interesting. And then there's this, all of this. Oh my God, the Real Housewives have nothing on this silly season with what's going on, because evidently how many people have been offered Sergio Perez's seat, and who do you believe?
I don't know.
Nick's driving for him next year.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it very well.
Well, you wouldn't be. Well, of course you might. I don't know. There are plenty of people who don't do it very well every weekend that are still there. Evidently, only Lando. All this gossip about Lewis Hamilton and Carlos Sainz and Fernando Alonso. Evidently, it's leaked out now that the only person, and the reason we got that Lando, kind of out of the blue, he signed for another extension, was that had actually been out there from Red Bull.
Oh, okay. So that was the trigger to getting him.
That's what they're saying this weekend. And the rest of it is just all kind of like, gossip to, help bolster contracts somewhere else or whatever. It'll be interesting to see how it all falls out. I just want Carlos to land someplace decent. I don't want to see him in one of these lower tiered teams. He doesn't deserve that.
No.
And I don't know what makes, maybe going to Mercedes for a year or two while this 17-year-old kid Toto's in love with, gets a little experience or whatever. I have no idea. And a 17-year-old kid's not even Oliver Bearman. It's another kid. So I feel like we got to get some of these guys out in the bottom. Like, do you care about anybody? And I don't mean because they're losing, but do you care about Nico Hülkenberg or Kevin Magnussen or Zhou Guan Yu? Botas I like because just his personality and his social media stuff. But it seems like there's a lot of young kids standing in the wings and a lot of people doing
Yeah. I never paid attention to him until Drive to Survive came out. And then I'm like, oh, okay. They do have some fun personalities and stuff. And was just bottom.
Yeah. I don't think Zhou Guan Yu was even in season 6. I mean, I don't even know that I heard him say anything the entire season. Right.
Yeah. They didn't really participate. That team did.
Yeah.
And then I think Botas, he's like this car and everything, but he's got, again, so much experience and he's won races that he can give a lot back to the teams on how to develop the cars. But
he's won races a long, long time ago.
I was going to say, Hamilton
hasn't won a race in 2 years. So, I mean, Botas is way back there.
But I can see why they have some experience in a team. But yeah, you would think after a couple of years, be like, all right, we need to move on. Seems like there's a lot of really good talent out there.
I just think of the whole thing and I fan. And I just don't understand why, you look at the whole 20 driver thing, why there's so much focus on getting rid of the number 2 driver in the field.
Yeah, this year is definitely stepped up.
No, but I'm saying that's where all the drama is. Not 17, 18, 19, not Williams not even being able to compete because they don't have enough chassis or cars. I mean, it is the, we'll take out number 2. This makes no sense to me.
Where do you think science is going to end up?
I think, you know, everybody keeps talking about, you know, Audi and you know, this connection with Sauber. But I think that's such a step down. I think it would make sense for him to go to Mercedes. I think it would make sense to get rid of Lance Stroll and put him with Alonso at Aston Martin.
Yeah, that car's pretty decent.
Yeah, and I think the two Spaniards, I mean, he grew up idolizing, you know, Alonso. Yeah. And Alonso seems like the older he gets, a little bit better of a teammate, right? I don't know what George, I mean, has he sold off some of that? I mean, is he in complete control Lawrence of the way Stroll? He was? Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought he sold off a part of that whole thing.
Yeah, I was just reading about the contract that was given to Alonso, and he's invested heavy in the 2026 platform.
Okay.
Anticipates to be right there, like competing for championships.
How long is Alonso gonna go?
Look at
26 at least.
That's crazy.
And why? I mean, out there besides Ferrari and McLaren, I mean, that's the only guy in the rest of the field that you feel like has a chance to be on a podium on a given
and
week.
Vettel has said that he's willing to come back to a car.
Okay, let's do that. Let's go back and get more of the old guys. Get the young guys a chance. All right. Are you having fun this year?
Following F1?
No, just in general.
You're just having a fun life, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
In general?
How's your April?
I didn't pay as much attention to the drama and stuff this past week, but...
I can't help it. My Apple News feed is just like, that's all I get. Full of F1 stuff. Yeah, and it's so much gossip.
Kyle just gets bread recipes.
By the way, we had your sourdough bread with dinner last week.
Yeah.
It was excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The whole fam says thank you. It was really, really good. Presentation was nice. Lindsay was very impressed.
Ziploc bag.
Huh? No, I meant just the crust and the whole
split top, all that.
Yeah.
So nice. Did you heat it up or anything, or did you just throw some butter on it? Or
we don't eat like the real butter, which is, you know, kind of.
Do you eat that? I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. Anyway, I forget. Well, we had some pasta or something, you know, and it was fantastic. Sliced it up and really, really good.
Good. I told Nick I'm going to drop him off one tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to bake another round this weekend, so nice. I'll hook him up.
Thank you. Lindsay, who's the expert, I mean, you know, who loves to bake and do all this, she was very, very impressed.
Yeah. Does she need my starter? She want to get in on making the sourdough?
I don't even... Don't even know where to go with that.
I'll send her a message.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Boston Marathon was yesterday. It feels like, you know, I don't know, like it got so much attention, you know, because clearly what happened with the terror attack and all that. But now it kind of slips up on me and it happens and I'm not even aware until after the fact.
Own a running store and I gotta agree.
Yeah.
Like it's like 2 weeks ago, one of my reps is like, oh, I'm gonna go out to Boston and hang out. I'm like, oh. That is in 2 weeks. The 11th year of the bombing. So
has that really been 11 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they talked about that. They had great weather. Got a little warm, I think, if anything, like it was here yesterday. The guy that won the race, like he DNF'd a couple times and he finished like 30 one time and he just annihilated everybody and won by like 2.5 minutes.
How does a guy go from 30th to 2.5 minutes in first?
Yeah, right.
Is that a story just waiting to happen?
He figured out the rolling hills, figured out the race course. He said his goal was to beat the record.
Yeah.
But it was a lot harder course than he thought it was. It was gonna be, so I don't know, like he's ran it a couple other times. You didn't know that anyway, so it was interesting. The women's race came down to right at the end, a couple of them. So yeah, Boston yesterday. I don't know if we had anybody local.
I'm sure we probably did, right?
I don't know. I think a couple. Oh, a kid that used to live here lives in Edwardsville now that he used to ride with, he did it.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know.
All right, what were you doing in Indy this past weekend?
My kid plays soccer for Mid-State, so they had a tournament over there.
Okay.
So we were over there Saturday.
Where did they play?
So he's at the age division that they had to find, like, full-size fields, so they kind of were scattered around.
All right, multiple places.
Yeah, it was like a high school and something in the middle of town. It was weird. So, it was good. They had they won two games and lost one, and they played pretty well and spent the nice weather over in Indianapolis.
All right. This next item that you sent me last night is kind of intriguing to me, but I have no way on how to introduce it in the conversation other than just to ask you why you were FaceTiming with two guys and what did that mean and why were they instrumental in you opening up Fleet Feet?
Yeah, I just threw that in. because it happened as I was typing a message.
Well, you know, you should put a little note. This isn't something I want to talk about in the notes about what to talk about tomorrow.
No, this is cool.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, I mean, we opened Fleet Feet 10 years ago. So I randomly got a text message from a buddy of mine that owns a Fleet Feet in northern Indiana. That was him and another guy were instrumental in me opening. And that person that was also involved, okay, it's Dave who owns the store in Indiana and Dan, who's the consultant. Dan was at that guy's store doing some consulting for his business, and they happened to be together doing dinner at his Dave's house, and they FaceTimed me just to catch up because we've hung out and known each other a long time. So funny story is Dan, who does the consulting now, used to live in town and work at Backrest Corporation.
Okay.
And he was a customer of mine at the bike shop even before I started my bike shop. So like late 90s, a long time
way
ago.
Back.
Yeah. And he started the new shop. He came in a little bit. I saw him some. And then he like disappeared. I don't know exactly where he went. Backrest went through their whole
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like a couple of years later, he showed up as like the keynote presenter at the Interbike Bicycle Trade Show out in Vegas. I'm like, wait a second. You used to buy bikes for me. And now you're doing,
you thought he was in like the federal witness relocation program or something. The next thing he's standing on a stage in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, I always want to do consulting. He was involved in sales at Backracks.
Yeah.
So he was very good training salespeople, so he always wanted to get into that. So he started doing consulting for the bike industry, and then he got into the outdoor industry, and then he works with clients like Untuck It and things like that. And then he's working with my friend in Indiana. He owns Aquatots, which is a swim school, so they're doing some training programs with that. So anyway, they were involved in a dealer program that I got in with about 12 years ago. And they both were instrumental in me opening the Fleet Feet. So it was kind of good hearing from them.
All right.
That's a long story, huh?
No.
It's confusing.
No. It's just interesting the things that happen in life that, you know, when you go back and you look and you go, that was a really strange thing that connected to this and this connected to that. And you end up with something otherwise, which is always interesting to me.
Yeah, and like how we opened Fleet Feet was pretty fast track. I mean, so I went to this bike dealer thing, and it was up in the guy's place in northern Indiana, in Schurville, Indiana. And I knew that he had a Fleet Feet next to it, so I went and got shopping for shoes while we were supposed to tour the bike shop.
Right.
I've been to hundreds of bike shops. I walked around and got the feel for it. And I was really intrigued with Fleet Feet, so I sat down next to him the next day. I'm like, Dave, I want to do the Fleet Feet thing. He's like, oh, you got to do this, and this, pain in the butt. So fast forward a year later, they got him to come to my store, and he's like, dude, you need to do Fleet Feet here. You know, this side put the run store in, shrink the bike shop, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, you told me all these things.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting to know you now. I think this works. And then Dan, his company at the time, vetted franchisees for Fleet Feet. So he was the guy that you had to go through
to get
to be. So they start texting somebody at Fleet Feet. This is in October. And she like calls. I don't know who you know, but these are like, one guy's on the advisory council, one guy, I've never heard of Decatur, and that was in October, and we opened in May, so we were pretty fast-tracked.
That's
so
amazing. Yeah. Every great story has a beginning, and the beginning is always when you go back and look at it and go, wow, so many things could have happened differently or not happened at all, and we'd be at a whole different place in life.
Yep.
All right, pretty amazing. Let's take a break. We come back here. We'll tell you about yoga, the Big Run 5K training program. There's some great events this month and the beginning of next month. We'll tell you all about it with Kyle May from FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high of 82. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 63 and more wind. Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high of 72. Thursday, chance of showers, mostly sunny and a high of 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOY 649.
Hi, this is Dave Brandon from Hickory Point Bank. We locally owned, we're locally active. Participate in the daily life of the Decatur community, serving on nonprofit boards, volunteering for fundraisers, and participating in events. Everything that helps support local businesses and families helps make life fun and engaging right here. After all, if you want your community to grow and thrive, better way than to invest your time, which is why we'll always be fully invested in you. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Four! Tee off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like Ladies Only Golf Clinic, Junior Golf Camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the club. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes get everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Kyle May is in studios on what is a beautiful Tuesday morning. Sun starting to peek out over to the east. All right. It started last week, but you can still sign up, right, for the Big Run 5K training program.
Yeah. We have like 60 people signed
really?
Up. Really? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The actual people that have shown up have been less, but we have a lot of people signed up. I think the first week, it was like last Tuesday, it was rainy. Yeah, we're going to do... Or last Thursday. So Thursday evenings at 5:30 and then Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. It's a free 5K training program. And it's a lot of walking, a little bit of running. So it's a true beginner program if you just want to start moving and finish a 5K. Just started last week. You haven't missed too much.
No, runs through June 5.
Yeah, and runs through early June and gets you ready for the big run that we're hosting.
All right. What is the Earth Day Fun Run Walk and Neighborhood Cleanup?
Yeah, Earth Day is Monday, April 22nd, so you can go for a little jog, you can walk around, pick up trash, and help clean up the neighborhood and make it look a little bit better. We've done this the last several years, and just something to try to do to recognize Earth Day and do our part to make the neighborhood a little bit nicer.
All right, then you're turning around on May 4th and doing your 10K birthday fun run.
Yeah, so like I said, 10 years, so we're doing, we do a kilometer race or run every year based off of how many years, so we're having a 10K fun run this year. So we got a few people signed up for that. It's Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So if you want to come support the 10-year anniversary run, you can do that.
All right.
And other, then after that, we aren't doing a run. We're just having a big party.
Okay. Well, that's great, too. The 10th anniversary luau at Door 4.
Yeah, May 22nd from 5 p.m.
What are you serving at the luau?
We have a taco truck coming because we don't have like Hawaiian food, but they have like pork tacos with pineapple and stuff. So. Can you use a taco truck for just about anything?
Yeah, of course you can. I just don't know why you're calling it a luau.
Because we're going to have the Lays and stuff like that. And I'm wearing a coconut bra t-shirt.
Yep. there's the Trail Glow coming up at Allerton Park on the 19th.
There's a space a little too long on that?
No, not at all. 10K half marathon at Allerton, which is a great place. God, it's such a great just visual place with all the art and nature and everything. Love that. The Christie Clinic 5K and the Rock Springs Ramble, all of those on the calendar. You can go to fleetfeetdecaturil.com. You can also follow them on Facebook if you would like to check out all these things and sign up for any of them. All right, this Brooks Ghost, I don't understand. You're allowed to sell them, but you can't show any pictures of them.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, right?
It makes no sense whatsoever. What's the deal? I mean, I know you got them early, but if they're for sale, why in the world would they not want to show them off?
I think they're wanting to do like a, the plan was to always launch in May 1st, but they ran out of the old one too early, so they brought this one in.
Okay.
Like, they have, they're on the B2B now. Like, they have all the colors available and everything, so I wonder how long they were sitting in the warehouse. But anyway, we have them in the store, and you can order other colors from us on the B2B, but they aren't on the website anywhere or any pictures of them anywhere. And they're going to officially launch them May 1st, and we can sell them in the store now, so you can get them beforehand.
We have no idea. You can just go and look at them. People can look at them, right? You have to buy them without like looking at them.
We have a little curtain, like when the F1 car, we have like a little thing over the shoe that we had to pull off. And you can look at them and try them on and everything. And it's a little weird.
I think it's you're building FOMO.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are so hot, we can't even show them to you, but you can come in and buy them.
I don't think I'm supposed to even talk about them.
Okay, thank you. Once again, leave off the list of things to talk about.
I don't know. I didn't read that rule. I just know that we're not supposed to post pictures of it.
All right. Summer park runs are coming back. You've got the Hoka Transport, the Cloud Surfer Trail Shoe in. So if you're just thinking about this, even if you're not going to participate in the Big Run 5K training program, maybe you're just like, okay, the weather has gotten nice. I need to get off my butt. I've got the extra winter weight, few pounds. Got to get out of the house. Just start by going to Fleet Feet and doing the measurement thing and getting a true sense of like where you are with your feet, your arches, all of that. And then have them recommend what kind of shoe. You can pick out the particular model or what color or whatever, but there's just some people that Ons don't work for, some people that Hokas don't work for, some people that Brooks are right in the wheelhouse. But if you go, it's free, it takes just a few minutes. And they will get you started with the right foundation. And I'm telling you, your back, your knees, everything will thank you. Well, you won't even know.
Yeah.
Because it'll be that much better.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the most important thing. And then get out and go do something.
Yeah. And, you know, the park runs are starting in June. And part of the training program that we're doing, we are meeting on Tuesday evenings to try to get people geared up towards your Tuesday evening, starting that habit of going for a jog Tuesday evening. So whenever the park runs come around, that you're ready to participate in that. So.
Yeah, but just start with going in. And what's a good time to come in? Like a time of day, a day of the week. Like I want to come in and I want to do the scan and I want to, you know, take some time. Have you guys work with me to pick out the right kind of shoe? What's a great time to come in?
That's good. First thing in the morning is pretty busy sometimes, but then it kind of levels out. So, yeah, midday during the week isn't too bad. Saturdays are still pretty busy, but that can be hit and miss. So we're pretty good staff-wise. We had a lady break her ankle, but she's back now, so that's a little bit better staffing-wise. And then we got a lady moving back to town in May that's going to work for us again. So, we should be able to.
All right, store hours.
Anytime. 10 to 6 through the week and then 9 to 4 on Saturday.
Because when you say early morning to some of this, 10 a.m. is not anywhere near early morning. But
yeah, I guess for you guys, that's like in the afternoon.
Right, I got 5 hours of work in. All right, so you can check out their website at fleetfeeddecaturil.com and check out all the new stuff. And there is a big difference. I'm just telling you, I don't have anything against Kohl's, but, you know, going and buying a $39 pair of shoes may be affordable to you, but you're better off making an investment. They're going to last a while, but the comfort and everything else makes it so much easier to start having the proper tools to begin with.
And like we talked about, we're in the lifestyle category now. This stuff's awesome looking.
So. If you're on your feet, I'm telling you, your nurses, you know, they love their Ons and their Hokas. You know, yep. Just go keep score the next time you are, you know, visiting a doctor's office or going to the hospital. And those people are on their feet all day. They know what they're doing. Kyle, we appreciate it. Good luck with everything. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.